So, greetings to everybody. Now we come to stanza number 126. We're going through the 8th chapter of Bodhicaya Avatara, which is on meditation. And at the time, we are going through the meditation on compassion, and that also exchanging the problems and difficulties of others, taking that on ourselves and exchanging with our own comfort and well-being, and the benefit of that, to consider how wonderful and good that is, not only for others. If I do something that is very, you know, helpful and beneficial to others, of course it will be good for the others. But that will be good for me also in the long run, and actually better than doing something only trying to benefit myself, or only what I see at this moment as something that is more kind of enjoyable, or kind of some gain for my own benefit. But eventually, it will be opposite. So for that, we talked about from many different points of view. And now we are talking about the karmic results, from the karmic result point of view. So here it says 126, if to serve myself I harm another, I will suffer later in the realms of hell. But if for others' sake I harm myself, then every excellence will be my heritage. You know, usually what we do, you know, in order to get something for myself or something that I feel would be good for me at this moment, we do lots of things that would harm others. We torture them. We steal from them. We rob from them. You know, we discredit them, we pull down, we obstruct them from getting what they want because I want it, and think that that's good for me. But if you look a little bit deeper and a little bit long term, that will give a very negative karmic result. So therefore, the more I do harmful things to others, the more I will myself suffer in my future, whether in this life or in next life or next lives. I could even go to hell because I did something really harmful to people, or to lots of people. But in the same way, if I do very good things, you know, if I did helpful things to others, and then in the process, if I, you know, sacrifice something, or if I happen to, you know, do something not so good or a little bit harmful to myself, that will bring, as a result, as a karmic result, that will bring excellence. That will bring lots of good results, positive karma, in the future. So therefore, you know, the good things, the good karmic result that I will reap in the future would be so many times more positive and more good than the little, you know, harm or negative things that I suffer now. So therefore, it's good to do that. 127. Wanting what is best for me, stupidity, inferiority, and lower realms result. Let this be changed, apply to others, honors, and the realms of bliss will come. So if I say, I need the best thing, I want the best thing, and others should have the not so good things. If that is my my motivation, and with that intention, if I work, then you know, as a result, as a karmic result, I will become more stupid, I will become more inferior, and I will even could be born into lower realms, you know, like hell realm, hunger ghost, you know, and many other more lower, negative, and more lives that has much more suffering, less independence, less freedom, and things like that. But if I do the other way, if I want the very good thing, the very best for the others, then it will be changed, and you know, I'll get more honor, more blessing, more bliss in the future, whether it's later in this life or you know, in my future lifetimes. 128. Enslaving others, forcing them to serve me, I will come to know the state of servitude. But if I labor for the good of others, mastery and leadership will come to me. You know, if I force others to serve me, if I make people my servants or my slaves, or I do atrocities on others, that will bring the situation will change in the next life or you know, later on, that I will become like that. I will have to suffer the slavery. I will have to suffer that kind of negative results. But if I do the other way, if I give respect to others, if I treat others very well, and if I, you know, give whatever, you know, positive things to others, so that is what I will get. I will become, you know, masters, I will become powerful, I will become leaders, and things like that, you know. So therefore, that is the karmic result. So therefore, we should try to be, you know, to understand that doing something good for others, even at the expense of my own, you know, loss, is eventually the best thing for myself. So I will read the Tibetan. Dāshirī yēlā nūshīnā nyālā sōpā dōngāshī. Yēshirī dōlā nūshīnā pūsum sōpā tōpārī. Pūsum sōpā tāmchī tō. Nōnyū tōvā nūpā tē ngēndō ngēndō lēmbarīchī. Tēnyī yēlā pōshīnā dēndō rēndō tōpārīchī. If I just want something high or something, you know, very kind of better in the than others, then I will suffer this, the same thing. And if I wish others to become better and, you know, get something wonderful and things like that, and that will result my own having very good time and very high positions and honor and leadership, you know. Dōki tēndu yēkō nā tēlā sōpa nyōwānyi, yēnji tēndu dōshē nā jēpē nyōsō nyōwānyi. So this, that's, you know, the karmic result. So therefore, in a nutshell, this is the conclusion. Jitēn dēwā chēnyēpā tēkūn yēndēn duēlēchō. Therefore, all the, you know, good things, all the happiness and bliss and, you know, positive things that I get is because I wanted, I wished, I had the, you know, intention to have good things for others. You know, my motivation was to help others, to that others would have very good things. The more I have that motivation, the more good I will myself will enjoy. So all the problems and negative things that I get, you know, that is coming from only wanting good things for myself, only wanting, you know, pleasure and well-being for myself. So this is 129 stanza. All the joy the world contains has come through wishing happiness for others. You know, all the misery the world contains has come through wanting pleasure for oneself. You know, if I wish good things for others, for everybody, and then I work for that, you know, that will bring good for people around me and everybody else, but that will also bring good for me, you know. We can see a little bit, you know, the more I do good things for others, I will be more, you know, respected, I will be more loved, I will be more appreciated, and so therefore, you know, I will have more positive things. And even if people don't appreciate, I will have, you know, I will feel that I have done something positive. I have done nothing wrong, nothing negative, nothing harmful. So therefore, I would have lots of mental peace and mental satisfaction. And if you look at the karmic results, then, you know, as already mentioned, the more you do good things or you have good intentions for everybody, that much positive karma I will accumulate, and so therefore I will be better off for myself in the future. So that's the, you know, conclusion. So when I understand this deeply, you know, when I understand this deeply, then when I am compassionate or when I wish well for others and when I even sacrifice my own certain pleasures and certain, you know, certain gains or certain, you know, things for the welfare of others, I don't have to feel bad. And on top of that, you know, actually, I don't have to even feel too much proud or too much, what can you say, arrogance. Like, I have done so much good things, I have done all this, you know, why people don't appreciate me. I don't have to feel like that, because actually, it's for my own good. It's good for the others also, but it's good for me, and actually more good for me in the long run. So it doesn't matter if people appreciate or not appreciate. It doesn't matter if people recognize or don't recognize. It is, doesn't matter if, you know, people repay your kindness or not, you know, because actually you are the one who is benefited most out of this. So when we have this understanding, and when this way of understanding becomes our way of thinking, you know, and the more and more people's way of thinking, then you can imagine how our society will be. If there are good people and they do good things and they do, they serve people and they do, you know, help others, they wouldn't even feel that it's something extraordinary. They feel that's totally normal, totally the right thing for themselves, good thing for themselves. So if this way of understanding this state of mind, this attitude is developed through our own understanding, through education, through contemplation, through more and more people, the world will become a very good place, very wonderful place. The earth will become heaven. So therefore, and also if all the people doesn't become like that, but if myself, if just one person have that way of understanding, then this person will become a very good human being. And sometimes people might think that, you know, this person is very good, very kind, very helpful, but he's not been successful. That means that we don't understand what success is. We think that if somebody has gained lots of, money, sometimes illegally, or sometimes black money, or sometimes through negative ways, by doing something bad to others, then we think he's successful, but actually, if you look a little bit deeply, it's not successful at all, He's accumulated the causes of his own unhappiness and pain and suffering, if not in this life, in the next lives. So therefore, this understanding, if somebody who's doing lots of positive things, lots of helpful things to others, even if he or she doesn't seem to be, very successful in this life, like people think, he hasn't become a millionaire, he hasn't become, a great, powerful person, he hasn't become very influential and very something like that, so he's not. But actually, this person gets, satisfaction and, confidence in himself or herself, and then has accumulated their, causes and conditions to have more and more well-being in the future. So therefore, actually he or she is much more successful, in the long run. This is the idea, this is the understanding. Then 130, is the need for lengthy explanation. Childish beings look out for themselves. Buddhas labor for the good of others. See the difference that divides them. You don't need to look very far, and there's no need to have very long explanations. The samsaric beings are always just doing something for themselves, running after, my own something, achievement, my own good, and get rid of my own problems. And then they, the whole life and after, and life after, they're always running after what I want, what I need, for my own good, And then, after so many lifetimes of doing that, we are still same samsaric being, going through the same samsaric problems. But look at the Buddhas, you know, they did for the others, the bodhisattvas work, and then they become enlightened, they become Buddha, they become completely free from all sufferings and develop their wisdom and compassion and, you know, learned how to completely, you know, find the lasting peace and happiness for themselves. And also the wisdom, they've gained the wisdom to help others. So that's the difference. And this I read in Tibetan first, 130. Mōndu hē tā jīshī kū shīpā rōngu tuñshī nō tāwā yēnjī tuñzā mā dīnyi chēni chēpār tū. So we stop it here this morning. Thank you.